probably thought I was going to hit you with some baseball music. Ah! 5:42. We are a couple of minutes early. We usually go around 5:45, but whatever. Little extra content for you here today. Good morning. We are the morning reboot. You are hopefully ready for opening day. Weather be damned. Weather be damned. I know yesterday was perfect. Wish we could have control C and control V that to today, but whatever. We've been through this before. We will survive. We will huddle up together in the bars downtown, Hensville, all over. Floyd and I will be at Cock and Bull a little bit after lunchtime or so. But for now, for the next 4 hours, we're here on the radio, and we're happy to help you start your Thursday, April 4th. Thursday, April 4th with the morning reboot. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm. A couple of minutes. Are your headphones broken?
No, my jack is. All the other ones work except this one. But it's okay. I'll figure it out.
Okay. Keep working on it. We are brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. Mike Wilbur is getting huge. What are you feeding that pig? We have a couple of panels today. It's a Thursday. Ashley will be here with us. So we'll have her and you on our panel full of ladies. That's a little after 7 o'clock. Today's Throwback Thursday is kind of loosely dedicated to Nipsey Hussle.
May he rest in peace.
8 o'clock, Ashley will invite some dudes to call in, and we'll do a panel full of dudes. And we want to tap into a topic that we touched on yesterday briefly, and we'll weave Ashley into that and give you another opportunity to chime in. My friend Olivia, our walk manager from NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, will be with us to talk about the walk and some other things going on with my good friends at NAMI. That's at 9 o'clock. So a very busy show, a very busy day today for opening day. Hopefully, if you wanted to go, you got the ability to use some time off and maybe just use a half day, and we'll see you downtown today. Cock and Bull. Keep an eye on Facebook Live as well. The number 419-240-1055. You can call or text, please, anytime. 5:45 almost with the morning reboot. Good morning. It's Eric Chase and batting cleanup today, the one and only Floyd.
Hi.
What's the deal?
Nothing's working over here. Only Ashley's spot is working.
Is it your headphones?
No. It's like, may I take it out? Loud and clear. Perfect. So I don't know.
So it's yours?
Yeah. So maybe when she gets in, we'll see if... Because remember last week, hers didn't work over there. Then we had to plug it. So maybe we'll just have to cross swap.
Well, one, we'll figure it out during the break.
Yeah, no worries.
Two, you don't need your headphones.
But I feel official.
Watch this. Take your headphones off.
No,
just take them off.
No, I don't want you to...
I'm not saying take your pants off again.
Aha! So I got my job here.
Sounds the same.
Yeah, I don't feel official.
I know.
Like a guest.
You're not a guest. No, but you sound fine.
Yeah, I'm good.
So you're going to leave them on with nothing coming through them?
No, I put it in Ashley's spot.
Okay.
So when she gets here, then we'll figure it out.
I'll bring this up, but I'll be... this is the beginning of an investigation.
Uh-oh.
I'm not surprised, but... I think the arrow of positivity between myself and CeCe is leaning back towards the middle or trending the other way.
Well,
yeah. Aww. She and I'm not going to open any kind of can of worms because she said she texted me last night that she didn't think it's right to talk about over text, and I completely understand that.
Okay.
And she has some doubts within herself about her dating life.
Okay.
And she had kind of thrown hints like that out there from the beginning, and I'm not trying to create any kind of tempest in a teapot. It is what it is.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
That's how life works.
But I will keep you and anyone else interested updated.
Okay.
It's so amazing. Like, I think people want me to date someone more than I want to date someone. It's wild.
I do.
You do?
I do.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
Because I see the true Eric.
What's the true me?
I don't know. I just felt like singing that.
So I'll keep you updated with that.
Well,
are there any questions that you have that I can try to answer?
About your situation?
Yeah.
No, because you just threw it on me, but... you seem in good spirits, but you're never like that downer type person.
Right.
So just do you, boo. I'm still here for you. No matter what. You still got a bubbly black gay man.
I do.
Ow.
I have a lot of them. Although Phillip's probably leaving. I will have to, if you're a
Wait, if you're a Blay
Gak guy,
no, just say Blay. That's a black gay guy. If you're a Blay,
if Philip leaves, we're gonna need another one. I am going to have to fill the quota.
I can put up the signal. Actually, we're all in like this alliance that we meet under the earth and just talk about all you white people.
Just kidding. And then you have to go to the gay earth and go.
This is what's happening. RuPaul's our leader. It's
okay,
cool.
So I am a little despondent today for this. And I have feared this day. There's two times in my life that I fear. When my dad, is that one not working now?
No. It keeps going, yeah. It's this whole panel over here, but it's fine.
Or it's your headphones, but we can try. We'll figure it out during the break. The day my dad is seriously ill, which is hopefully far in the future, for God's sakes, he lied that he was having chest pain.
Right.
Where he didn't tell us. The day he's seriously ill, you're not going to want to be around me. That's when Eric can be driven back into a real serious, suicidal type depression.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully I will be built up and fortified by that time so I can handle him. The other time is when the dogs are the same way.
Oh, no.
So I think I mentioned this briefly yesterday. When I was getting ready to walk out of my bedroom yesterday morning, Diddy was shaking.
Mm-hmm.
Diddy's a little weird in the morning. He is not a morning dog. Yeah. He does not pop out. He is not my barker to go out.
Right.
That's Andre.
He's like, really?
So we go downstairs. Andre's losing his mind, and that's every day. And we get them outside, and they do some of their thing. Diddy doesn't have accidents in the house unless it's like we have 4 days of rain. He doesn't. Mm-hmm. He's very prissy.
Yeah.
He doesn't poop on wet grass. So we come back inside. He's sitting and he's shaking. And I don't know what's going
on. Is this day two or still yesterday?
Well, this is yesterday.
Okay.
So he was just very, very tepid yesterday and just sitting in positions that he doesn't usually sit in.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get to bed and I usually lay on him. Like he's my human pillow or my dog pillow. And I'm so much better with my anxiety. Like before me being on Cymbalta, I would think, oh God, Diddy's breathing is very weak.
Right.
And I would have lost my mind. I would have been up all night. I would have had a $500 appointment at the all night vet.
Right.
I don't let my mind get away from me like that anymore. But I did think it and I'm just like, go to sleep. I'm like, Andre's breathing is the same. You know why? They're tired. It's bedtime.
Right.
Wake up this morning, same thing, no shaking. Before bed last night, Diddy didn't eat one of his treats. That's a bad sign.
Oh, which you're like, oh no, yeah.
This morning, all things are good except for he didn't eat another treat. And I don't usually give them treats in the morning
because
Andre doesn't poop outside. He ruins it for both of them. And when dogs don't eat, it can be a pretty bad sign. So, and other than that, he looks fine. Other than,
did he just not eat a treat?
Yeah, but dogs don't do that.
They don't turn down food, yeah.
So, there's nothing I can do about it.
Right.
I mean,
fingers crossed.
He's not having, accidents in the house. And he's about nine, maybe a little older than that. You never really know with a dog. And he should have a pretty solid 5 years left, beagles and mutts. And Laura from Lucas County will be in here later, and I'll run this by her. I guess I'm dealing with it as best as I can.
Yeah.
This dog literally, there were times in my life when I have been so miserably depressed where I'm like, Diddy, if you weren't here, I would be totally fine taking as many pills as I possibly could and not waking up tomorrow. So, nothing I can do about it, though.
I know, but it's weighing on your mind, though.
It
has to.
It is.
It's your baby boy.
It is. I had adopted another dog before, Andre.
The 60-day one, right?
30 days.
30-day one, yeah.
Yeah, 5 years ago. And I remember leaving the vet, and I was crying on the phone to my dad, and I said, I just want my dog back.
I know.
And
ooh, so, it's got goose pimples.
Welcome to the Morning Reboot, 551 Q105, Eric Chase and Flood. You can text the show, 419-240-1055.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Dina. Good morning, Nikki.
Josh?
Unless he popped up when we're talking. Good morning, Josh. I know you're still probably listening. Sorry.
Or maybe he slept in because he took the day off.
A lot of people took today off.
Maybe 4 day weekend or 3.5 day weekend.
4 day here. Well, no, I'm still working. So I had to print that in people's minds that I'm out of their job.
Oh yeah, you'll be here today. Floyd's working.
I'm working.
We were talking about something before we got on the air, and I have a question about that.
Yeah.
Did you think when you met me I was gay?
I think everyone's gay. So just get that out your brain now. Even if I was straight, I would still think everyone's gay. Because I just choose the latter. Like, if someone's like, oh, he's so gay. Like, I'm straight. Okay, cool. But no, I just go with that mentality until someone's like, I'm not. I'm like, okay, cool. That's fine. That's your truth. But yeah, for sure. Mm. Very much so.
Yeah, I get that a lot. I've always.
But then you were like, I'm straight. I'm not a dweller, though. I am that rare breed of homosexual where, like, if someone tells me that they're straight, I'm like, okay.
You don't try to change
I don't
them.
Try to change. I'm not trying to convert no one. I wouldn't want you to try to convert me.
I hate you, evangelistic gays. Right. I was born this way.
Right. Was exactly. That a choice? It works both ways. Now, there's sometimes that someone's like really hot, and I'm just like, ooh. But I don't pursue anything. Like, yeah, like if any of our wall of, what do we call that?
Wall of hot people?
No, there's an actual word, the spank bank. I hate that word. But like our wall of hot people, like if they tried to come in here and they're like, well, I'm like, okay, that's not a no. But if you're like, no, I'm cool. What's up, Shawn Mendes? I would, I'm not going to try to convert him. I would help him climb out that closet. You know, I have a feeling about him and another person.
He was with he was Haley Baldwin for a while.
Was he really?
Yeah, he's had some.
Huh.
I have a question.
Yes.
A follow up question. Why do I give off gay vibes?
It's more of a confidence thing through me. Like you are very happy with who you are, and you're kind of eccentric. Like you're just. I don't want to say you're not flamboyant. You're just open. Like. You don't have a reserve quality about you that some cis straight men do. I just used the word cis for the first time because I figured out what it was the other day. You just have like this aura about you, which is very good and like, it's a good thing. Like, I can't describe it. It's just a sense.
Like, when I was younger.
It's a comfortability thing. Like, to open up or like even, I don't want to say flirt, but like, there's something comfortable around you, like your aura. I can't describe it, but like, it's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. And it works for women, too.
Because I'm comfortable in my sexuality?
Probably,
unlike
yeah.
most people?
Yeah, like, you very much are. Like when you told me you were straight many years ago, I kind of was just like, oh, okay, cool. Did you know Eric was straight? It was like a side.
Whoever you told that to, they're like, yeah. I don't know.
But yeah, so.
Because for my whole, like, professional life, people have doubted me. Because they didn't see me with women or...
But you know who you are, though. And that's what I always tell people. Like, there's times that, like, we totally just think my ignorance. I'm like, ah, so he's so gay. He's so... Ah, they're a lesbian. And then come to find out they're not. And I'm like, okay, that's your truth. You wouldn't want anyone to perceive you like that. So the good old training from good old Miss Donna. Like, don't judge people. Don't put a pre-notion on people. So... I think I used that word right. I don't know. It's early. It's opening day.
Don't put a label on somebody.
Yeah, don't put a label on someone.
Or if you do, let them be them. Like,
yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with opinions or judgment.
Right.
Because who you might have an opinion of might not give a rat's ass about it.
Right, exactly.
Like, there's very few people, you included, whose opinions I deeply care about because I'm very confident in who and what I am. But I think a lot of it was because I liked dance music before anybody else did.
I mean, but like, but those are stereotypes. Though,
I know.
Like, and you got to keep in mind when someone sort of elaborate on that fact about dance music. When, like, say, I'm going to date myself. I'm trying to think of a good dance song back in the day.
Cher Believe,
or CeCe Peniston. You know, those
Amber Sexual.
Right. Those stereotypical gay anthems or club bangers. Amber. Or CeCe Peniston or Cher didn't go, maybe Cher did, didn't go into the studio and was like, oh, I can't wait for my gays to uprise. They make music because they think it's good music and they know that gay, straight, bi, black, white, Asian, all these people are going to go to the club and just rage out to their music. Like, it's not, like, I get we do have our gay anthems, but here's the thing, and this was a moment of clarity for me. I'm going to wrap up, sorry.
No, you're fine.
When I was at Brett's, it used to work back in the day, and I went to Nashville. And we went to a straight club. Well, not straight, but like it wasn't gay themed, like how Brett's was a gay bar. They played what song? Britney Spears' Slave for You. And I was like, what, straight people listen to this too? Mm. And that was like a moment, like an open, like mind blown moment for me when I was younger. I was like, oh, they just don't play Britney Spears in the gay club? They actually play it at like Chasers and all these other places around Toledo.
If it
like,
was
and the- I was in a whole nother city. And I was like, these country bumpkins are getting into Slave for You. I'm living my best life.
If it was the Thunderpuss 2000 remix.
Right, I would have been like, dun, 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 dun. Yeah, right. But.
I never asked anybody that question.
What?
Why do you think I'm gay?
Yeah, that's a good question, though. But you know what? It could go so wrong when like someone questions who you are. And like, I'm sure there's other men out there who get questioned and they just get mad about it. And they shut themselves off from the world. I'm not going out. Everyone thinks I'm gay. But like, you don't. You just keep pushing on. And like, now that I know, like, there's times that like, so is Eric really straight? I'm like, yeah, he is. And then that's what I say and I move on.
I wish I could give my not give a F superpower to other people. And you have some of it.
I do. I get it. I get it from my mom. I don't care.
Well, I
like there's time. I don't get me wrong. I have some kryptonite type stuff that bother me. But like for the most part, it's when someone's like, "Did you hear so and so said something about you?" I'm like, "Yeah, that's cool. That's their opinion. Their opinion has nothing to do with my life." Or hey, or like even when people want to gossip with me, like I try to end it so quick. I'm always a yeser. So if you listen to me and you're gossiping and I just go, and I just start agreeing with you, just know I'm not processing it. I want none of this information.
That must be really hard at the other job,
though. Uh-huh. Sure is. Absolutely. It's true. Okay. Like, I'll add my 2 cents, but, like, I never give much of an inch to stretch for a mile. Like, I'll give my... Because that's with any job. Like, someone asks me my opinion about something. My opinion... Oh, what was the quote I heard yesterday? Oh, my opinion is mine. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I forgot who said it. I know people had posted it on Twitter, but like someone else has said it like on a talk show. They're like, my opinion is mine. Do not fight me over my opinion because it's mine. I said it. It's kind of like when you update something on Facebook. Don't debate me. I already said it in my comment.
Haven't we?
Do not debate me. I said how I feel.
If one helpful thing we've learned over the last strife-filled several years is that you're not changing anybody's mind.
No.
Unless they're willing to have their mind changed.
And like in the worst seasons coming up, political season, we're at, right. Can we get a soundbite of that? Yeah. So I could just use it anytime someone brings up and like, we're not going to talk politics, but like people are going to have their opinions. People are going to have their favorites. And then like, which I won't, I've learned last time not to be like, I'm with someone or dump the blump or whatever, you know, just people talk. And then someone's like, well, actually she or he did. And I'm like, I said what I said. This is not up for debate. Like when someone posts their initial status on any social media, you're not changing their minds because that is their own thing. Also, don't like your own status, because if you like your own status, don't put it up there. We already know you like your status because you said it.
Supposedly it helps the algorithm.
But I'm just saying, like, just don't. Everyone's opinion is theirs. That's what we're going to say in 2019, leading up to 2020, friends.
We talked about gator bites last week, right?
I know. I'm interested. They'll be open today. I may swing down there.
Who?
Chevy's.
Oh,
Chevy's.
Yeah.
Is it Chevy's or I Chevy's? Say Chevy's. So like Chevy's. Like no.
I think it's Chevy Chase. Chevy the car.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
But is Gator Bites the name of a minor league baseball team? Minor league team or nah? Q105. There it is. Good morning. It's the morning reboot.
So weird.
6:12 on Q105. $1,000 payoff we have. That word shortly before 9 o'clock this morning. $1,000 payoff, your national keyword to win. To text us right now or anytime, 419-240-1055. I was in the Kroger on Monroe Street the other day, and I didn't think it actually existed. I thought, you don't need your headphones.
That's fine.
I didn't know if it actually existed or it was just like a limited time. I saw that mayo chip stuff.
What?
It's a mix of mayonnaise and ketchup.
At the Kroger Marketplace?
The Kroger on Monroe.
Oh. How do we feel about that?
I don't like to get too exotic or mix my condiments together. I'm pretty specific, and I only bring this up because I just saw something, and the full story is on our Q105 Facebook page. It's called another Heinz product, Cranch. K-R-A-N-C. It's a mix of ketchup and ranch.
Cranch?
Yeah.
It could have been like...
Ratchup?
Ratchup? Yeah, something. I don't know.
Ooh. A little too adventurous for me.
Ooh.
Would I squeeze it on and drizzle over my fries, or would I dip it in there? That again.
Oh, yeah. When you hear cranch, maybe cranch is dipping.
Speaking of things that don't make much sense, the Mud Hens have been the Mud Hens I believe, for their entire history when they were when they first debuted in 1883. They're one of the longest existing professional teams actually ever in all of pro sports. And I'd say in the last 10 years or so ago, along with minor league ballparks all over the country getting better food menus, becoming even more family friendly, I think more affordable, a lot of them have changed their names. A lot of times they would just be like the such and such Tigers, or they would take the name of their major club. But that's changed a lot lately to have more creative and fun and even goofy logos. In a lot of ways, these places aim... these organizations aim to go viral in some way. When I was living and working in Allentown, the Phillies put their AAA team there. They play in the same International League as the Mud Hens, and they called themselves the Iron Pigs.
Oh,
and did lots of goofy things with that. So I want to throw some names at you. You can tell me minor league team or nah.
Okay.
By the way, happy opening day.
Yes. What is a Mud Hen, by the way? I'm trying to look that up.
You know, I can't specifically tell you, but for the 7,000th time, I'll ask that our businesses here, our restaurants here, we need to find a way to champion the chicken chunk. Like, there are... There's Buffalo Wings, there's Chicago Pizza, we have chicken chunks, and we've talked about this on the air before. So I'm going to give you a couple of... Actually, I have a bunch of names here, and you tell me whether it's a minor league baseball team or not.
Okay. All right?
The Gator Bites.
Nah.
Correct.
Like, nah.
The Loons. And it's not like crazy people. Like, it would be a bird type thing.
Loons. I'm going to say yes.
L-O-O-N-S. The Great Lakes Loons, they're an affiliate of the Dodgers, and they play in Midland, Michigan.
Okay. Look at me sporting.
The Muck Dogs.
Muck Dogs. I'm going to say yes because the Mud Hens.
Okay. That's correct.
Is it? Okay.
Batavia Muck Dogs. The Aqua Sox.
The Aqua Sox? No. There's no. Nah.
The Everett Aqua Sox.
Are you serious?
They're an affiliate of the Seattle Mariners. Yeah.
I will poop.
The Wood Ducks. What?
You know, it sounds like one, but I'm still going to say no.
They are a minor league team.
Oh!
I don't know where they are, but the Down East Wood Ducks. And by the way, I encourage people to like just look at minor league team logos because they've gotten zany over the years. I don't even know what this is, but I'll give you the word. Tortugas.
Tortuga. Oh, I know what a tortuga is. I work with children. It was on the Wildcrats show one day. Yes, I would say that's a wild. That's a team.
The Daytona Tortugas. What is it?
It is. Oh, I don't know, but it was on the episode. Also, Mud Hen, we just got on the Q Tech line, is a duck. In further research, it's also known as an American coot. It's a duck.
And the Toledo Cooters doesn't sound good.
Right.
Yeah. I had to look. Well, I'll just throw the Flying Tigers.
No, that sounds like more of a kiddie soccer league.
Like
team.
A drink?
Oh, a Flying Tiger. Nah.
That's actually one of the more historic names. They're the Lakeland Flying Tigers, another affiliate of the...
They started out so strong.
I don't know if they still exist, but there used to be a team called the Flying Squirrels, and there's such a thing as a flying squirrel. They leap.
Yes, they glide.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Stone Crabs. Sex disease or a baseball team. The Stone Crabs.
Stone Crabs. You know, you've been throwing me for a loop. I'm going to go say yes. The stone, like the Boston Stone Crabs.
The,
I don't know.
The Charlotte Stone Crabs.
A tortuga is a turtle. They fly in their tortuga. That's their ship they fly in.
The Fire Frogs.
Fire Frog. Nah, that sounds too like... Nah.
They are minor league. The Florida Fire Frogs. The Chihuahuas.
The Chihuahua.
Because that's a frightening animal.
You know what? Absolutely.
Yes.
Who's named the Chihuahuas?
The El Paso Chihuahuas. Two more. The Rail Riders.
The Rail Riders. Nah. Well, I'm trying to think, would that be like a train? Rail Riders? No.
That is a team. Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders. What? Which sound, every
in
time I think
God's
about it.
God's name.
One more. Isotopes.
Isotopes. Like, they've all been, yeah. So I'm still going to say, I don't even know what it is. I think you made it up. Yeah,
like
nah.
Like a particle, like an isotope.
Like a
radioactive isotope?
Nah.
No, the Albuquerque Isotopes.
Oh, my Lord, have mercy.
That area where I think we used to
test nuclear bombs. I want to look up all their logos to see what.
Please do.
Give me your list. Please, I want to look up their logos.
There you go. 6:20 with the morning reboot. We'll give you a rundown what you can look forward to today and over the weekend for opening day. And there is, I think, good news on those handheld and red light traffic cameras coming up.
Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
And yeah,
just the news you need with the Morning Reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
Shout out to my hockey sister, Andy Roman.
Okay.
With the Mud Hens. Andy came in here before.
Yes.
She's been up early this morning to get ready for today's festivities, the video board debuts, some new foods as well. The rain will likely allow the game to get played. It's possible it gets delayed. Beware of construction. I-75 reconstruction has closed the northbound exit at Collingwood and the southbound entrance from Collingwood and Erie. If you're coming up from Wood County and 75 South, you'll need to use the downtown Anthony Wayne Trail exit with the South Erie Street unavailable as an alternative. Traffic on Washington, Monroe, and Michigan streets could be pretty heavy when the game gets out or when people decide to exit downtown. Mm-hmm. So I would give maybe any extra time you would need.
Oh, for sure.
Will be offset by maybe there will be a few less people downtown because of the less than stellar weather.
Oh, no, they'll be out.
We'll be at the Cock and Bull.
Cock and Bull!
Around lunchtime or so. There's lots going on all over the area. HensvilleToledo.com for more. First pitch, 4:05 today against the Louisville Bats. Minor league team or nah?
Minor league team.
It is a dual meeting, like Bats.
Woo! I see what you did there.
They also play tomorrow night, 7:05, 5:05 Saturday. Sunday's 1:05, and then Tuesday and Wednesday. Both of those are 6:35 p.m. So if you missed this weekend, they're still home through early next week. Mm-hmm. Some new options to try, the Philly Reuben sandwich. Let me...
I was going to say, you're like...
First of all, I love corned beef.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from Philly. It's made out of real people from Philadelphia. So let me taste it before you
do. That's right up your alley.
Right. Brisket mac and cheese at Cahooley's. Brisket is... Jewish thing. Let me try that too. And the Impossible Burger is also available.
Is that like?
That's the one that's the meatless burger.
Oh, I'm excited.
It's like the brand name of places that serve it.
I'm excited.
Also, I think this is good news.
Uh-oh.
Governor Mike DeWine yesterday approved an $8 billion two-year transportation budget without vetoing legislative language that financially punishes cities like Toledo and Dayton that operate automated red light and speed enforcement cameras. Excuse me. Under the bill, the state would withhold millions in its state tax revenue sharing dollars from camera-using cities to wipe out any financial gain they might realize from civil fines issued for violations. Exempted from the new rule is revenue generated from citations from cameras in school zones. The mayor is not too pleased with this. The budget signed by the governor today will have a devastating negative impact on our city. Toledoans will now be forced to pay higher gas taxes, and yet, incredibly, though, they will see their budget cut by $6.5 million. Meanwhile, our citizens will be less safe because the state of Ohio has taken away an important tool that our police and law enforcement professionals believe they need to protect us. Toledo gets higher taxes, less money, and the streets are more dangerous. This is a slap in the face to our police department, our police chief, George Krall, and to every citizen who believes Toledoans should have the right to govern themselves. I think this
them
is...
fighting words.
I think this is probably the first thing that's going to bring the mayor major heat, because I don't know anybody other than the ones that he named. I don't know any citizens who are okay with this. And again, I've asked every time this has come up, show us the safety data. That's it.
And then I thought, well, we did the same thing. I thought the red light cameras were statewide.
Mm-mm.
I never knew that.
Nope.
The more you know.
So it looks like the city might have to pull them, or if they don't, they will not. They will not be reimbursed any money with the state.
I feel like this dialogue has been going on ever since we got them.
It has, for years, for years. Also, something else about if they go to like arbitration or to the hearings, the city will have to pay for those hearings as opposed to the drivers. So, yeah, the state has put their foot down. Well, I need to ask Dennis Swan about this.
Yeah.
Also, the gas tax is going into place, 10.5 cents more per gallon, which puts somebody who drives about 15,000 miles a year on a car that gets 25 miles per gallon, you'll pay about anywhere between like $45 and $60 more a year.
Mm-hmm.
Not terrible. Put the money towards the roads.
Yeah.
Also in this budget,
what do you
say?
You live here.
You live here. You pay for
you
it.
You live here.
Also, with this budget, we will no longer need front license plates. I'm sorry. Yeah, no longer to front license plates as of July 1 of next year.
Mm-hmm.
There was a bridge collapse yesterday, the Maumee Avenue Bridge, during contractor work, dropping giant slabs of concrete atop train tracks below. Crews were on the scene working on the bridge at Maumee and Emerald Avenues about 2 when a vibration snapped it in half. No injuries were reported, thankfully. A neighbor said, "We heard a big boom. We felt our whole house shake." Councilman Peter Ruvegi was among those who came to the scene. He said his first reaction was the concern for everyone's safety, then worry about area access. The neighborhood is isolated from construction. I will continue to insist we need 2 routes into this neighborhood or any neighborhood for the safety and convenience of the community. This is like a story we talked about a couple of weeks ago, how it seems like the old South End is cut off from everybody.
Yeah.
UT President Sharon Gaber focused on the future in her annual State of the University address yesterday, discussing science, transportation, student retention, athletics, and more. Much of the address was focused on new programs or initiatives. Above all else, today is a celebration of the people who showcase the exciting future of our great institution. She spoke of the university's newest advancement to combat food insecurity, the Rocket Fuel Food Recovery Program, which gives students in need hot meals through donations made by the university's catering department. When there's leftover food following a catered campus event, this program texts participants to notify them to pick it up or share a meal with other students. University athletes can expect some changes this fall as UT plans to bring the women's soccer program to the heart of campus. A part of a master plan to reinvigorate the university's athletics, Gaber said the new soccer field will be inside the track next to the Fetterman Training Center.
Nice.
One more quick story. Mm-hmm. Looks like Kroger will be BYOB soon. Bring your own bag.
Aww.
The grocery giant announced that single-use plastic bags will soon be a thing of the past. As part of our Zero Hunger, Zero Waste commitment, we're phasing out use-once, throw-it-away plastic bags and transitioning to reusable bags in our stores by 2025. The transition started this week with the company's QFC division, I don't know what that is, which stopped offering those bags on Monday. Kroger operates either directly or through its subsidiaries, 2,700 supermarkets and multi-department stores. It's estimated that Americans use 100 billion plastic bags a year, and the average family takes home 1,500 plastic shopping bags during those same 12 months. I'm guilty of this. I've always used them for dog poop, but I have been made aware of not reusable, but inexpensive biodegradable bags, which you can find on Amazon. Maybe they're like 100 for 25 bucks.
Mm-hmm. And if you do have a whole bunch of plastic bags at home, do not throw them away. Donate them to a food shelter.
Yep.
That's what I do, a food bank.
I saw some people arguing online, well, what about my meats? I can honestly tell you, when I buy meat, it doesn't leak like you're concerned about. And if
there's always that one person on the internet who's like, well, what about my meat? Yeah. What about the condensation off my milk?
It's
like, oh, hush your mouth.
Well, actually, person on Twitter.
Well, there's a new coin phrase. Like, yeah. I say the That's Rights Crusaders. No.
Well, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
people.
Fine. You can use, I guess, a plastic bag for that, but for everything else, we'll be cutting back on plastic bag use. 6:41 with the morning reboot. There's not much going on in entertainment. It's kind of like 2000s news. Britney is seeking Britney's seeking some help. I'm a slave. We talked about that song. Britney's seeking some help for her mental health. And Celine Dion is going on tour. No, this is not news from 2006, but it's before 7 a.m. 6:53. Good morning. Happy opening day. The weather will be not as terrible as we feared. Like, I was really concerned that it was going to be like a cold, drizzly rain all day long. As we're all huddled up in bars. We'll be at the Cock and Bull later on. Yes. I've endured those opening days, and they're not fun. They're not fun. Like, I don't want to be standing next to people as is, and we're all crammed into a... What did that girl ask yesterday? Does Eric hate people or humanity?
We got a call that says, does Eric hate people or humankind? People or humankind? And you were just like, well, what's the difference?
It's semantics. I mean, Thanos had it right. Bang! You're out. Half of you were gone. But today, looks like it'll be, we'll have rain in the morning, some passing showers later on today, and like 46, so we'll drop down to that, but it won't be like 40, 41, 39.
Yeah, but if you're one of those people that's worried about the weather, you have, like you said earlier, you have all weekend. You can reduplicate your opening day all weekend.
Yeah, but people don't do that.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, if you're like, it's cold, I mean, you can wait till Sunday.
When I was living downtown, which was like 6 months ago, I remember it was an okay. It was like a breezy 50 degree, partly sunny Sunday after opening day. And I'd taken care of everything I needed to. And I'm like, you know what? I have this press pass. I'm going to go over. I went over and sat in the stand at the ballpark. There was a game. And I listened to a Tigers game or a Phillies game in my earbuds and watched the game. There was like 2,000 people there. It's so wild. Like, how this day differs from the ones like directly after it.
I've just never met someone who's actually went to another baseball game while listening to another one. I've only seen it in movies. Dude, I'm like, they do exist.
I'm like a lot of people. I mean, my attention span is limited, and baseball is a slow game, and I do not love it the way I did when I was a kid.
Okay. I remember there was a scene in a movie, the guy's watching the game and listening to another one. He starts cheering, and the whole crowd's like, he's like, oh, I have my earbuds.
Or what happens if what happened in the game was in his earbuds sooner than what happened on the field?
Right. They
Time
exist.
Paradox. All right, so Brittany is taking some time for herself. She's in some kind of mental health facility, according to her Instagram. Fall in love with taking care of yourself, mind, body, and spirit. We all need to take a little time for me time, adding a smiley face. Her Instagram post comes after months after her 66-year-old dad, Jamie Spears, almost died from a ruptured colon. She continues to care for her dad as he recovers, putting her Las Vegas residency show, Domination, and a new album, thankfully, on hold.
Oh.
Her music sucks. Now.
Now. It didn't used to.
Her dad got sick at the end of last year and needed to be rushed to Sunrise Hospital in Vegas. His colon spontaneously ruptured, and he was immediately admitted into surgery. He spent the next 28 days in hospital care under the care of great doctors. And they credit them with saving his life. But obviously, it's been a lot of stress on her, and I would say that her mental health state and emotional state is usually quite fragile.
Yeah, for sure.
So, you know.
I mean, the...
And you're in a mental health hit.
And being the breadwinner. You know what I mean? Like that is a lot of pressure on it. Because it's still a child to him. But, like, I know there's two other kids. But, like, being the breadwinner, like, she has to be like, hey. I know they make their own money, but, like, they're
what
not.
What do you mean the breadwinner?
Like, she's not on Britney Spears. They're, like, her other siblings aren't, like, on Britney Spears status. Like, I'm sure she's taking care of the doctor bills and making sure he's being well taken care of and all that stuff.
Hope insurance is.
I mean, but if I... child was Britney Spears. I'm like, fix my colon.
If I were not in the place that I am, and my dad was in the hospital, I would probably be pretty sideways. Mm-hmm. But I'm in a good place now, so I can handle. Like, I don't know what's going on with Diddy. She might not have the good fortune of being where I've been able to get myself to. Like I said, and you're off the rock.
Stop that.
Do you want to explain to me this Beyonce stuff?
All right. So Beyonce, we'll give you the backstories. Twins have been very under wraps. Like, she's been very private about them. Well, this old man, took pictures of Blue Ivy and the two twins and leaked them.
Jason Lee.
And via the report, and there's actually a video behind it, he crashed a party that she was throwing, and he was literally stalking her like prey, to be honest, and kept trying to get a picture, and she kept avoiding him. And I guess she did take the picture, but then you could see where she looks at the camera and they just stopped recording. So I guess after it had happened, she had him kicked out because she realized that's the Jason Lee that leaked her children's pictures.
Is this...
And I don't know what he does because I tried to find stuff on him. He's just a social media person.
Hollywood Unlocked. It's probably some kind of social media website or there's, because there's not really a news story here.
No.
It's just that. And this is the same man that said Ariana Grande made Pete Davidson kill himself. One Twitter user said, presumably mistaking Davidson for Mac Miller. He's sick in the head.
And here's the thing, and you said it yesterday with the paparazzi and bringing
you're
up.
You're a loser.
It's just, you want to be famous for following famous people, and then like when they don't really take your advance as well, then all of a sudden they're like, the devil. Like, you loved Beyonce until she was like, you're the one that took a picture of my children, get out of my party.
Let me ask you this. She's one of the few celebrities, and Jay-Z as well. I would not take this risk for the fact that they have some very large, big, 6'7" black man who will beat you into the pavement.
Not even that. Their security. Fan base is loyal. Yeah. You sneeze the wrong way at Beyonce or Jay-Z, and the Beehive, which I'm a part of, but I'm like the lower tier of them. I'm not trying to get up in the business. But like, they will hunt you down. And Ariana Grande has fans like that too. Like, fandom is the best bodyguard ever. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, especially with social media, like, people feel like they know their celebrities via social media, so they can talk to them any type of way. And then you have that one fan who's like, hey, you might want to back off. There's about 8.5 million people watching this, and 11 of them, which will come out the woodwork, will attack you. it's insane. I just don't get it.
Arianators and the Beehive.
Beehive.
I don't know what you call Celine Dion fans.
Floyd.
Mom?
Floyd.
She's
so excited.
Gonna go back on tour. The Courage World Tour. She'll start it out in her home area of Canada, Quebec City, and Montreal. I'm not going on tour with my kids. They're very mature and independent. 11 days is the longest time I've been away from them. And 2 weeks on tour will be the longest time I'll be away from my children. So she's gonna start this tour, go back home, and then pick it back up. Tickets for the Courage Tour dates go through April 13th, go on sale. Friday, hold on a second. It's a little confusing, but the tickets go on sale. It looks like next week. And fans who buy their tickets online get one CD copy of Courage per order. October 18th in Cleveland at the Q, and November 5th at Little Caesars in Detroit.
I've been trying to go. I'm so excited. I love Celine Dion.
Really?
She's a French-Canadian Beyonce.
I
love Celine Dion.
I know you can. Name three songs besides the Titanic song.
I Surrender. New Day Has Come, and oh my god, Because You Love Me. Oh, I keep going. And there's If Walls Could Talk, Water from the Moon. Oh my god, I love Celine Dion so much.
That's the way it goes.
That's the way it is.
Yeah.
God, I'm so excited.
God, what did I just unlock?
You unlocked Selena Pandora's Dion's box.
I'd like to go to an alternate universe where the Titanic song never happened, and I'd like to see like what she is.
She genuinely enjoys singing that song too. Like, I'm one of those people, I love Celine. I do. I love, like, I know you guys hear me fangirl about pop stars all the time, but like when I saw this last night, I am ecstatic. I will sell a kidney to go to this concert. Like, I even forgot Ariana Grande's in Detroit tomorrow. I'm like, Celine Dion, she's like a living legend. I have to see her. French Canadian, beat the chest.
I don't get it. I don't get
so much
her mega pop. Like, I wonder if Enya's like, what'd she do right that I didn't?
Like, this is like for anyone who grew up in my era, who stayed up after night, this is like the Time Life CD coming to life. Do you remember the Time Life CDs they would sell after midnight?
I do, but I just don't know how this woman who had these like ballads became part of pop culture. I don't know.
Beauty and the Beast Live. Ah!
7:03, the morning reboot. Eric and Floyd, brought to you by Mike Buck, State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag Sun Pig. You're going to have to call. Today we will not hang up on you. Panel full of ladies is less than 15 minutes away. Do you remember what we were talking about earlier about dinner plates and stuff?
No. Oh, don't give me that look. I jog my memory.
I think I might ask that question.
Dinner plates.
Think about what under your shirt.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I do.
I think I'm going to go under your shirt.
Oh.
Hang on. All right, need another caller? 717, the morning reboot on Q105. Panel full of ladies. The prize today is you get to answer these questions. No more Mr. Nice Eric. The headphones don't work.
I can tell.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
All right. I can, if I hold it in, I'm good.
Mine doesn't work either, so it's fine.
419-240-1055.
Jill hung up.
Middle fingers to the board.
419-240-1055. Our panel full of ladies. We'll see you at the Cock and Bull later on today. Even get out of the house. That's where I'll be. I'll be meandering around downtown looking for friends and stuff. And, you know, just being jolly old Eric.
You're going to actually stay down longer than you have to?
No.
It's like, those are lies.
What was that?
They hung up on me. They coughed and hung up. They were like,
whoa. It is Thursday. It is almost Friday.
419-240-1055. Opening day today. Were you down for opening day last year?
Yeah, I was down for opening day last year. Last year I had a blast. It was nice out though.
It was nice. What's the problem?
It coughed again and hung up. I didn't even touch it. Hello?
Maybe it's like a prank call.
Is this the person that calls every morning?
I have no idea, but it was literally like, click.
Maybe she has a little thing in her throat.
Frog in her throat. I am wondering.
I swear to goodness.
Very small sample, but I'm wondering.
I'm going to do it on air this time.
Q105.
Give me some feedback on this. This is not an official panel full of ladies question. Right, but because we're kind of squeezed because we have to get all our songs in, we don't have enough time to give people a call. But somebody said something to me yesterday. Listening, but like I can't call while I'm driving. We all see thousands of people unsafely driving on their phone.
Q105.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a thing. I mean, maybe. Like in downtown, it's harder to call because there's sometimes they're like, "Oh, I should totally call."
Not everybody's downtown. And also, to save a step, save our number in your phone. Like, hit the voice button and go call Floyd and Eric.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea. I like that.
Oh look, here they are. Ooh, is this Molly?
Yeah.
Is this the Molly from the other day who spells her name differently?
No.
Okay. Molly, how old are you?
16.
Whoa! We can't talk about opening day stuff with you.
No.
All right, we'll just hang on. Oh my God. Becky, how old are you? Where are you from?
I'm 41 from Toledo.
I love that. Where in Toledo?
Eastside.
Any kids?
One.
Molly, do you have any kids?
You never know.
There are 16. I mean, we watch MTV.
Right.
This is like sometimes a thing.
The morning reboot, Teen Mom edition.
Yeah.
Jill, hi.
Hi.
That's the original Jill from earlier. Her
Jill,
at the top.
63 and single. You better have your butt downtown today.
I'm not looking for anybody.
Molly.
Yeah.
This question is. Well, these questions will be asked to you, or you'll answer them a little bit differently. What song immediately brings you back to high school? Ariana Grande, No Tears Left to Cry?
But, like, the one song that, like, everyone, like, was obsessed with.
Yeah, which one? Whichever one is really hot right now, like Halsey or something, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or Ariana Grande, because literally everyone sings it constantly, even the guys.
Yes,
they do.
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Becky, what song immediately brings you back to high school?
I think it's Kiss Me.
Six Pits None the Richer. Yeah.
Kiss Me.
Jill, what song immediately brings you back to high school?
I'm going to say anything Bob Seger.
Yeah, all-time rock and roll.
Way off.
Yep.
Becky, I can't ask you this question, Molly. I mean, I can, but I'll ask you. You can give me an answer.
No!
No. If you are hesitant, I say no.
Don't do it.
This isn't like a violation of age. Molly, do you remember where your parents made you?
No.
Okay, ask them when you get home. Becky, do you remember where you conceived?
I'm guessing. But I'm dying right now because the kid's in the car. I'm guessing at their house.
Their house. Okay. You know never mind. Jill, do you know where you conceived?
Probably in the back seat of a car in Toledo somewhere.
Yeah! I will buy Jill a shot today.
They went to Makeout Mountain.
All right, so my answer, I saw this on Twitter last night. I'll never give up coffee. I'm not giving coffee up. Molly, I'll never give up blank.
Chocolate.
Okay. Any specific one? Dark, dipped in peanut butter, melted all over me. Becky, I'll never give up blank.
Coffee.
Jill, I'll never give up blank.
Rum and Coke with lime.
Yeah!
Yes, Jill!
I love this lady.
I feel like I've met Jill before.
Jill, what's your favorite kind of rum?
Mine?
Yeah.
I don't wear one.
No, rum. What's your favorite kind of rum? Jill? All right, never mind. Last question.
Yeah.
Molly, I'm guessing your parents don't like you using vulgar language, right?
Not really.
So how do you find a way to swear around them? Do you go like, oh, shoot?
Shoot or darn.
Oh, mother darner. Okay. Becky, how do you find ways to use swear words around your kids?
I kind of abbreviate it. I say like mofo.
Okay, that's a good one. Yeah. It's like FOMO, but mofo. Jill, I'm going to guess you don't hold back when it comes to swearing, right?
I don't hold back.
Yeah, I thought so. Molly, thank you for making your Panelful Ladies debut. Becky, good to talk to you. Jill, maybe we'll see you today. Maybe.
Okay.
All right. Yes. Yeah. Thanks, ladies. You want to answer any of those questions, Ashley?
I don't remember them.
The question I wanted to ask that I couldn't with
a couldn't. I know.
Floyd was talking about his circular
How
parts.
How dare
earlier.
You? People can hear us.
And he's Lady like, bit. He's like, no. The N-word rhymes with nipple. And he was like, mine are so big. And I was like, dinner plates? He's like, no, not that big. I was like, pepperonis?
They're
kind of
big.
Whoa.
They're not that big.
Do they have dainty nip-nips?
I don't know if they're dainty.
They're like Hershey Kisses.
They're like Hershey Kisses.
Look at them, Nick!
No, 724.
Eric, look at it!
724 with the morning reboot on Q105. Ashley might go take a family trip to Hershey. She will let you know about Hershey Kisses.
I've actually put one on there one time.
Compare. It's like a, what's that, like a 50-cent piece.
I got a JFK nipple.
Yeah.
725 with the morning reboot, Throwback Thursday, kind of in honor of Nipsey Hussle coming up. Turning it up. 7:38, the morning reboot on Q105. It's Eric Chase. Floyd, Ashley is here with us today. And a little bit before 9 o'clock later on this morning, your first national keyword of the day to win the $1,000 payoff. We'll see you around lunchtime or so, hopefully with a $9 Uber ride to Cock and Bull.
Mm-hmm. You know what we should do? We'll work the system. I'll sign up for Uber again with a new email and then give you a discount code.
It's fine.
Why don't you... Are you drinking? I can bring you home. Why don't you drive down there, and then I'll bring you home.
Because I don't like leaving my car places. Oh. And it's going to be... driving and finding a space will probably cost more than the Uber ride.
Oh, no. You park uptown, and then you golf cart downtown.
I'm not doing that. Juliana's going to take me home.
Okay. I don't know who that is, but that name sounds fancy.
Who is she? Just kidding.
She's my little sister.
Aww.
Throwback Thursday is kind of, I was trying to think of a theme, and this week is the Nipsey Hussle theme, who we didn't know until he was dead.
Right.
Again. You too,
probably
right?
kept calling him Nipsey Russell.
And apparently he was Grammy nominated. Mm-hmm. So today we're going to go with songs that you really remember, but you just don't know like title or artist, which is going to make for this a lot of fun.
Oh, wow, this is like every week.
Yes, exactly. If you'd like to help Floyd and Ashley identify these songs, 419-240-1055. 419-240-1055. We're going to begin right now.
Do I have to count to five?
Yeah. Boy.
This is LaRue.
Yeah.
Been there, done that. Can't think of the song, but I know it's LaRue.
It's only because you're gay.
No, I know the song too.
Oh, do you?
I just don't know who
Bulletproof.
Bullet this time, baby.
I'll be.
Bullet. Next up. You're not getting this, Floyd. 419-240-1055.
Barely breathing.
I know, not very like, not good hype music for opening day, but yes, Floyd.
Train.
No.
It's a Train's little brother.
Oh, did you? Oh, okay. Train.
Some British guy, right? But I'm bare to breathe there.
I don't know if they're with the British. It's not the Fray.
It's not the Fray.
Could be the Fray.
Did you just turn something up over there?
Cause
I
got time
while she got freedom. Yeah. I can hear now. Yeah. Cause when a heart breaks, no, it don't break even. I don't know this song.
Yeah. Hi there. Thanks for calling the Morning Reboot.
It's Break Even, the script.
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
Thank you, sir.
What's your name?
Kevin.
Hi, Kat. Kevin Randall.
Good morning.
Kevin Randall.
Is this Kevin?
On my way to work.
Oh, Kevin.
No opening day for you?
Huh?
No opening day for you?
No, not today.
Hey.
I got jury duty tomorrow.
Oh!
Let us know. Call us back next week. Let us know what kind of case you got, okay?
Can't do that.
I can't do that legally.
Well, when it's over, when it's over.
Can you tweet it?
Gladly.
No! I don't want to talk about tweeting anything else. And Kevin, by the way, in all sincerity, it means a lot to me that you listen to our show.
Every day.
Cool, man.
Thanks,
good to hear
sir.
From you. Thanks,
and
dude.
He calls.
Have a good day.
Yeah.
Bye.
Kevin was an avid old show listener, and he's
I
here with us.
Kevin.
Next up.
I remember the guy that crushed all those girls. Allegedly.
Have you seen the way he looks?
Yeah, he looks like an Eminem. He looks like Violet. You're turning Violet. Violet.
Or Floyd.
This is Gnarls Barkley crazy.
Gnarls
Barkley.
Gnarls Barkley. 419-240-1055 Throwback Thursday.
Yes!
Queen.
Oh, come on. I've seen them live.
You know it is?
I sure do.
Really? Were you the only white person, I'm not a person?
I'll answer for you. Hooba Steak. Reason.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Hooba Steak? You went to Hooba Steak?
I went to Whitmer, too. That is my excuse anytime I know all these obscure bands.
You'll know this, Floyd. I love this song.
Oh, it's good.
I like this song, too.
Am I fulfilling the theme of Nipsey Hussle?
Oh, yeah, it is Tovlo.
You gotta hit the table.
It's cheated. I don't want to say it. Tovlo. And I don't know the words. It happens?
Habits. Is
Habits.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Next up. She
has some good, like, minor hits.
She has really good songs.
Like, she has really... I need her to be more prevalent in the music scene.
Yeah. Her
music
thought she was going to be, like, a lord and then
she like, her music is good.
Next up.
It's dirty. RGF production.
Uh-oh, look.
17.
Ashley!
Fatty Wap.
1738.
No!
No! Trick Queen!
Bump it. I love the butt shakes. Butt shakes on Thursdays.
I'm not a huge Fatty Wap person, but that intro to that song, I don't care where you are, you're just like... Uh-oh. You're
gotta
like,
drop it.
He always like, but he sounds like an old...
I love that one.
Butts down Tatiana.
Yeah.
What happened? Are these inside jokes?
You don't listen to hip-hop like we do. You don't know this.
I do!
Wait your 5 seconds. I'm not done.
You are whiter than I am. How do you know this?
It's a gay anthem.
No.
Yes,
because
it was.
They sing the other song.
It's not One Direction. Like, Brett's just had the roof blow off.
With this song, he went in, and their other song, which is like one of my favorite songs ever.
Something about the sun?
Chasing the sun.
You say it, I'm not cheating.
The Wanted. Glad you came. They were better than One Direction. They tried to do like the new BSB and NSYNC type thing with these two, and they just fell off the face of the earth. I'm like, but The Wanted was so good.
When One Direction was getting going, I liked that song better than One Direction stuff. Yeah.
Someone is still calling. They are adamant about this.
Opening day hotline. Who's this?
Oh, they're gone.
All right. Entertainment news. You hear the Britney story?
I did.
Yeah. Big shocker there, right?
I mean,
and
she's the oldest. She has to go take care of things.
I said the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, look.
It's like pecking order.
A feather drops and that girl's, you know, mental health breaks down. So...
But maybe it's a you don't wet know feather. What else is going on.
I do.
She has kids. She's working. It's a crazy life.
She's lip singing. That's hard. I know.
She dances.
Tens of thousands of people that are enduring what she is without her resources and like.
I don't disagree.
And they didn't give one of the actors in Avengers Endgame the entire script for fear that he would give it up. We'll get to that before 8. I'm in love with your body. 7:57, the morning reboot, Q105. We'll see you at opening day. We'll be at the Cock and Bull later on this afternoon, hopefully after a pretty inexpensive Uber ride down there. It's Eric, Floyd, Ashley is here with us. Happy opening day. Have you any interest in the new Twilight Zone show?
Yes. I saw like a few things and I was I like that guy that's in it. I don't remember his name because I'm bad at that stuff.
Adam
clearly.
Scott.
Yeah, I don't like him.
He's so smarmy. I like his character.
Yeah.
He's in the second one. That's out. I think they come out on Fridays, but only the first one is free on YouTube.
Oh.
It's on YouTube?
Well, it's on CBS All Access, but the first one is a long episode to debut it and it's free on YouTube. And the guy's power is what Floyd talked about with his grandmother.
Gotcha. Okay.
Oh, I'm like the girl from Umbrella Academy. I speak it into existence. Yes.
Oh.
My mom's about to be like, you said you wouldn't.
Your friend.
She's with her client. Celine Dion is going to go on tour, release the Courage World Tour. She's going to start it out in her home country of Canada, take a break to go hang out with her kids, and then pick it back up. She'll be in Cleveland October 18th at the Q and November 5th at Little Caesars Arena in Detroit.
Do you think in Canada she sings all her popular songs in English and French? Or does she think she translate, like she'll still sing them in English?
I think they'd still be in English.
Maybe in French-Canadian.
I'm just saying, like, would she would she sing a French version of like My Heart Will Go On? Like we
I don't know. I feel like the words would be like totally different. Like the beat to like those words is different.
My Heart Will Go On just doesn't sound the same.
I
want to
know what it is in French.
So they didn't give Tom Holland, Spider-Man, the entire script for the new Avengers movie because they think he has loose lips and he has probably let some things slip before. So they only gave him his lines.
That's funny.
I'd like to see, I'm not much of like an extras and outtakes person, but I'd like to see the outtakes of him just like spouting out his lines. It's like, Tom, like it's,
not yet.
Not yet. Well, you didn't give me the whole script. I don't know when to say them. What?
My Heart Will Go On in French's. My Heart Will Go On.
No, it's not. It's like Mon something. Yeah.
Don't make fun of the French.
No, never.
You can make fun of
them. Some other nerd stuff. Quickly, the Joker trailer. We liked it. We approved.
Oh yeah, my body is ready. Mm. He's gonna. They're gonna do what they did to Maleficent. They made her like have emotion. I'm like, oh my god, I feel for you.
Yeah. I'm sure by the end of it won't feel that way. And it's a standalone movie. It's not connected to anything else. Mm-hmm.
The Joaquin one?
Yeah, Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah, being, it'll be a good one.
Being, it looks good.
Because he's been... Remember when he was... It was like Letterman or some late night show. Like, he was weird. Like, he just sat there and didn't
answer. He's been weird for like ever.
I know, which makes him great for the role.
Yeah. He had the beard.
Yeah.
I remember that because he did all these...
sat there.
He did all the new... The talk show circuits. I remember because he started with Letterman and then he went to like Jay Leno and Jay Leno was like, are you actually going to talk this interview? And like everyone giggled because they knew like previous talk shows. He was just like, like, well, why are you here? Like, you know what I mean?
I feel like he stays in a cabin in the mountain and only comes down when he's beckoned by a crow.
A powerhouse movie would be Joaquin Phoenix and Christian Bale. Those two linked up in a movie.
Don't dangle that carrot of him possibly coming back as Batman.
No. I mean, just them doing a movie together. Can you imagine those? Because they're really good. Like, they get involved in their character. Mm-hmm. Like, Joaquin Phoenix shirtless in this trailer, he lost so much weight.
I don't know. Christian Bale did for The Machinist. Another nerd thing, quickly. David Harbour. What's that?
It's just another. Go ahead.
David Harbour, who's in Stranger Things.
Mm-hmm.
You watch that show?
Yep.
He's the police officer.
Yep.
Mm. He and Rachel Weisz, it looks like, have been cast in the whenever they get around to making the Black Widow movie.
Okay.
And Jamie Foxx and Katie Holmes are getting a little bit more public. When they can spend time together, they do. When they're busy and they can't, they don't. They're two adults who enjoy each other's company and have for a long time, a source tells People. The typically low-key pair also visited the Metropolitan Museum of Art while in New York City. Earlier this week, they were also out for a walk in Central Park in March. So they're arising just a bit, probably because she's not tied legally to Tom Cruise so much anymore.
Or Scientology.
That, yes.
I was like, I mean, we've...
I like it.
I like it too. I'm
it's
not mad.
And it's very like adult, like.
And it's not in our
I'll
face.
I'll see you when I see right. you. And yeah.
8:02 with the morning reboot. Q105 are brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. We're going to do a panel full of dudes.
Sure. Yeah.
Can you speak into existence some dude phone calls shortly?
Yeah. If they call.
Call the station. Not, men.
Not yet. Not yet.
Not yet. Not. In a little under 15 minutes.
Yeah. Good. Thank you. Q105. I don't have stripes on my jeans or anything, or boot jeans, but whatever.
Boot jeans.
Boot jeans.
I don't have boot jeans.
Boot jeans.
Boot I don't cut. Have boot jeans. Okay. Question one. Is it more important for your partner to get along with your friends or your family?
Friends for me, because I'm not near family.
I would say friends, too, because my family will always be there. So I'd say friends.
But like if they hated him.
Ooh. We're gonna find out
soon.
Ooh, big news on the horizon. Yeah,
Toledo's top prostitute wants to meet Stefan.
after her appointment.
Honey, I am with a client now at 9 o'clock.
Oh my god, you guys are ridiculous. That's so funny.
What do you do when you go to one of those appointments and you finish early?
You leave.
Take a nap.
I paid for an hour. You will cuddle with me.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my.
Next question, panel full of dudes.
What's the most useless thing you know how to do?
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. There's always useless things you know how to do. Like, what's the most useless? Like, it'll never get you, like, you know, paid or, you know, in with somebody specific.
Man, I don't know.
Stumped you.
You watch. I drink and I know things.
Yeah.
Useless thing I know.
I don't really.
Do?
I can't change oil. I need help around the house.
But those aren't useless. Those are items that, like, those are valuable.
I make a hell of a tea. I can
Perfect.
Boil water really well.
Okay.
Nobody boils water. The secret is you start with hot water, too.
Just boils faster.
Folding clothes, like at a department store?
Oh, I know how to do that.
I would never do that because I don't ever want to work at a department store. And I don't ever fold my clothes, but if I ever came down to it, someone's like if they put a gun to my head, they're like, fold it like Macy's or you die.
Yeah.
Actually, sir, I'm about to live.
Hang the jeans back up like the Gap.
Yeah, that's probably something useless that I know how to do.
I don't let my clothes linger in the dryer for a long time. I don't know. I have no usable skills other than what I know. I know.
Totally useless.
He's going to say something. We're going to be like, there it is.
There it is. Yeah. There's your useless thing. Oops, sorry. What's more important in a partner? A flawless appearance or financial stability?
Flawless appearance. I got that money. I got your money. I got your back.
I knew that was going to be the consensus.
I would say like financial stability because it's something I can learn.
Yeah.
Easier. Like I'm better at it than I used to be, but yeah, and I don't care if you look a mess, because I get it.
I do.
I don't. Like,
I totally knew. I was like, if I asked this question to women and then asked it to men, I bet it would probably be more than a 50-50.
Yeah. Split. And I speak for both.
Because women date a lot of ugly dudes who have a lot of money.
Or like they're just
vice
more
versa as, too though.
I agree. But like I feel like as they get older, like you become I think it's a total age thing and I think it's a total sex thing. Like as I got older, I was like, oh, I need someone that's like more stable.
Oh, sure, yeah.
You
prioritize different things.
Sure.
But I think what you're hinting at is that financial instability could be a sign of other instability in their life.
Sure.
Or maybe you just suck with money.
Yeah.
I mean,
I just suck with money. Yeah. Got my way out of there. Yeah. But, you know, it started at some point.
8:21 with the morning reboot. The Cranch is on our Q105 Facebook page. We need your help next because you are a regular at one place in particular, probably many. So we'd like your help.
Okay.
It's a good thing you're here.
Do I have to feel stuff in a box again?
No.
I woke up like, you know what, they're going to make me feel like hot dogs or something. Like a bunch of wieners in a box. Nope.
8:21, how to be that regular. Tips on that is next.
Face. This guy is amazing. He's about 4 years old, weighs in a little over 80 pounds, and is all lapdog, walks great on a leash, takes a moment to warm up to you, but he's already like, he's made his rounds in here, and he's like, I love everyone. Yeah, and he's currently being fostered by, Lynn Casey and her daughter Caitlin, who's here with us today. And yeah, this guy, he's been doing so great in the house, right?
Oh, yeah.
Took him a couple days to get used to.
Okay.
Here, come over.
Tell us about it.
Be on a radio station with much better music than your mom's. and better morning show, too. So I guess there's five people in here. I guess it takes him a minute with people, a lot of people at once.
Yeah, he's a little nervous in new situations, but we've been working on it, and he's gotten a lot better.
How do you work on it? To socialize him more?
Yeah, we've been taking him in public with our personal dogs because he really opens up around other dogs. So that's kind of helped him. He sees that they're not nervous and that everything's safe.
How's he get along with your dogs at home?
Oh, he loves them.
What's he do while they're doing whatever they normally do?
He's kind of funny. If our dogs are playing, he doesn't really know what to do. Like, he'll kind of like trot around the room and then he'll come up to someone like, I don't know what's going on. but he's starting to figure it out. He's starting to learn that he can play with other dogs.
Laura, he likes our crappy window here.
I know.
He's like, you guys need to pick up that lawn gnome. We know. Everybody that comes in here tells us that. He was an owner surrender, not some stray running the streets doing opioids.
Correct. Well, I don't know. He could have been before.
Do you know what Narcan is, Samson?
No, he was owner surrender. Yeah, his owner could no longer care for him, so did bring him in. His sister, who also came from the same household, is up for adoption as well. Her name is Justice, and she is 7 years old.
Like Victoria Justice?
Maybe. I don't know.
I know who she is.
I was like, how did you know that?
Yeah.
Because she's very legal now and still super beautiful. I'd still take the dog over any girl.
Exactly. But we have over 60 dogs up for adoption right now. Him just being one of them. A lot of great dogs. Springtime, great time to adopt. It's getting warm. You can get them outside. We have a lot of fun things happening in April as well. I know opening day is today, but the first Hens and Hounds game is April 20th. So
glad you brought that up. Well, last year, I can promise you the temperature won't be what it was last year for both of them.
Yes.
Where it was scorching hot.
So hot. It was way too hot out.
Somebody yesterday, who knows that I moved, said, oh, you're excited for Hens and Hounds? You can take the dogs there. I'm like, you know what? One of the good things about moving away from down the street is I don't have to take them anymore.
Yeah.
Because we know Diddy is too social and causes havoc, and Andre is scared.
Is scared, yeah.
So now I have a reason not to bring them, and I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go pet all the dogs Laura brings.
Yeah, you can come pet all the dogs. It's always a great time. You see so many different dogs there. It is a blast. All the proceeds from the dog ticket sales go to help the dogs at our shelter. Also happening that weekend is the Glass City Get Down at the Beer Stube. It's a music festival that's benefiting the dogs at the shelter as well. It's going to be a really fun time. So a lot of fun things. We're doing our DOT program, the Dogs on the Town Field Trip program. So be on the lookout for volunteers and adoptable dogs from the shelter around the 419 here. They're going to have their little backpacks that say, ask me about my dog, and business cards for the dogs.
I think that's such a great idea. It's so cute. I've seen so many of them downtown.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
It makes me so happy.
And I work at the Renaissance, so we love when you guys like bring stuff in.
Yes.
And yeah, it's so awesome. It's very cool.
Just recently.
Yeah. Yep. Like a few weeks ago, right?
Yep.
That's how dog alcoholism starts.
No.
Getting dogs on Dora for the dogs.
There you go.
Dogs outdoor refreshment.
I can't wait till I see a dog on a golf cart. we're walking. Ooh,
it's opening day. Don't think that you won't see that today.
You might make that happen.
There you go.
You never know.
So Hens and Hounds was the 20th, and when's the beer stoop thing?
And the beer stoop thing is that weekend as well, the 20th and the 21st. Okay. It's 2 days. So we have those two things happening. A lot of things during the month of April. It's like National Dog Bite Prevention Week and Volunteer Appreciation Week next week. A lot of fun things. So stay tuned on our social media for some of those happenings. And yeah.
Not that I would ever put a price on the life of an animal, but are there any sales coming up?
So you're going to have to stay tuned for that because next one's going to be a Cinco de Mayo or Cinco de Fido.
I like it.
It's going to be our next big adoption promotion. But right now, if you want to adopt, adoption fee is $125. You get all the great things. They've been spay or neutered, initial vaccines, heartworm tests, deworm, microchip, dog license. Amazing dog. And we'll even throw in a bag of treats for you, too.
And Caitlin. Caitlin, I have one last question.
Okay.
He seems to be quite enamored with things going on outside.
Yes.
Is he a window looker at home?
Actually, not really. He just prefers to lay on the couch. That's his favorite thing to do. He likes to go on the occasional walk, but he's a really laid-back, mellow guy.
He's a good dude. Yeah, isn't that a thing? Yeah. Is he a barker?
No. Nope, not at all.
Look at that.
Quiet dog. He's a good boy.
Nothing better than a quiet 80-pound dog.
Yeah.
Ooh, Laura, quick story. I got a new animal in the back window of my... So I've told you, there's all these damn animals. It's like a small version of the zoo where I moved to. There's deer, there's dogs, there's a stray cat that walks
up
to
the house.
Right, but with more legs and eyes.
Yeah.
And then I see Diddy and Andre looking out the door like last Friday.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are they? Like, they were definitely staring at something.
Sure.
And they don't do anything about the birds or anything. It's the squirrels and everything else that runs up and behind the house. And I see them looking, and I look out the door, and it's a baby squirrel.
Oh my gosh.
Then it was adorable. It looked like one of the little Chippendales. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
So I go over to get my iPad, and by the time I could, you know, pull up the camera app, the two are losing their freaking minds, and they scared. I've never seen a baby squirrel run so fast.
They're so cute.
I've actually never seen a baby squirrel run before, but this one ran fast.
Fast. My gosh. It's like a zoo there.
It is, but not like yours.
I know.
Not like your. Where were you? Were you at Mommy Bay the other day?
I was at Mommy Bay the other day. I saw my Instagram story.
I don't like dogs in coats, but your guys were cute.
All of our dogs have little coats, and we have all these little old chihuahua things at home, and they're like little potatoes with legs. We plop them on the beach there, and they just like walk along.
It was very sexy.
It's really cute. They were living
their best sex appeal life. Laura Simmons from Lucas County Canine Care and Control. Thank you.
Thank you.
I still want to pet him, so don't go anywhere.
Okay.
8:40 with the morning reboot. Your national keyword to win the $1,000 payoff is a few minutes away. And I'm sorry I've been lousy getting all the things for the podcast today. My apologies. We'll owe you. A little secret here at 8:54 on Q105 with the morning reboot. The whole time we play this song, Floyd sits here off the air just cursing.
And pouting.
Yep. Because he hates her.
We don't say hate anymore.
Nicotine!
It's your like most silent 2 minutes ever.
There's something in your hair.
Get it out.
I do. When that song does come on, I literally get quiet.
It's probably from these headphones that look like...
Nicotine.
Animals have been chewing away at them.
We've got a couple of things to get to here. Let me start by giving you once again the national keyword, play, PLAY. Text that to 95819. Good luck. It's Q105, the morning reboot. Eric Chase, Floyd, Ashley is here with us. My friend, I think you both, Ashley, you've met my friend Dr. Andrea.
Yes.
She is part of something down at the University of Findlay where she's in the behavioral health department. For anyone who is a family with adopted children, helping your adopted child succeed, this is a lecture by, I believe, a very good professor, Manfred Van Dolmen, a professor of psychological sciences and the associate dean for graduate affairs at Kent State University. He's an expert when it comes to adopted children and families, fortifying the family. This is April 10th, 3:30 to 4:30. If you're interested in this, reach out to me and I'll get you more information and connect you with my friend, Dr. Andrea. We'll get to the regular thing, but first, it seems like Ashley, you interact with a variety of people in your other line of work. I would say that the mayor has not made a single misstep during his tenure as mayor of Toledo.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can't speak to that. I don't pay attention like that.
But I mean, like there's been no scandals. Like,
yeah.
No one's been upset at the guy.
He's not caused an uproar where we're like, oh, there's our mayor.
Yeah.
But he is not pleased.
He's not building roller coasters in Southwick. Yeah.
He's not... Dude, if we had a roller coaster like on the river, nope. Stop. Don't get me started.
She
is my candidate. He is not pleased with the governor's transportation bill, which is going to add the gas tax, but he's really going to take away money. Like for every dollar that those red light cameras and the handheld cameras collect for the city, he's taking it away from the governor's going to take it away from the budget for the cities. He is not pleased.
Yeah,
he has every right to be though, because like he's speaking for some citizens. He's speaking for some.
He's speaking for the police, and he's playing politics.
I rather
because there's not no citizens want those things.
Yeah, I mean it's just so to say that the money was going there. I'm sure there's some budget that would say how much of that money comes back to the Toledo. I've never seen it. I've never looked for it.
But it was, I think it was like $5 million.
But there would have to be something, but like, where's that money going?
It's supposed to go back to the roads and things here and infrastructure.
But did it?
I don't know. I mean, it sits somewhere, I guess. Yeah. And I don't know if it's being spent efficiently, but And that's all I've ever asked of these damn red light cameras. Mm-hmm. Show us the safety data that the roads are safer so that maybe our insurance rates could go down a little bit. But this is the first time I've ever seen him or heard him take a stance that is in contrast to what most of his constituents want, which is those cameras gone or, you know, a little bit more latitude with those things to not pay the fines or to fight them and whatever, whatnot.
Yeah, I mean, I would have to think that they're depending on that money to do something. I just don't know. Like, there has to be, like, a city financial breakdown to where, like, those that are that interested and that concerned about where that money's going to actually look to see where did that money get allotted. That would make the most sense before everyone starts having, like, a super strong opinion one way or the other.
Do they send out reports? Like, the annual report? Why don't they just start doing that?
There's not a lot of transparency. And this is why I don't ever yell at people for bitching about potholes not being fixed in a timely fashion. You're collecting all this money from those cameras. So this is, like, again, I say the first time that I feel like he might have gotten on the wrong side of his constituents. But being a regular... Mm-hmm. You frequent quite the many establishments.
I don't frequent many establishments.
Just a couple of them.
Like a handful.
We were talking yesterday how to make yourself a regular at and it doesn't necessarily even have to be a bar. And I guess what we came across with yesterday is don't try too hard. Don't overtip. It's got to be organic and authentic.
Yeah, for sure. And then, like, know their names. Yeah. If you ask, how are you doing, actually listen to how they're doing or ask other questions that would lead into, like, a deeper meaning of that. And being a regular also means, like, also knowing the people around you.
Yeah.
So even if they are regulars, even if you do not want to talk to them or don't care to see them, you say, hey, how are you doing? You know, like, you don't even have to say how you're doing, because nobody, if you don't care, don't ask. Right.
And I said yesterday, the regular rite of passage is when you go somewhere and get something different than what you get all the time. And they're like, switching it up today, I see, Ashley.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm that person.
Yeah. Like, what is this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you like to say where you're a regular at?
For sure, JKB. That would probably be the only place I'm a regular.
John's Corner.
And I'm not even as a regular there. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like once a week, but I've been going there from before I had children. So they know me well.
That's true regular status.
Yeah.
How about other places that might not be bars?
That doesn't exist. Target? I mean, I don't think they know me. Shirley doesn't know me every time I check out. I thought Shirley.
I thought that it was just a bar thing, but I go to Kroger Marketplace to get my sushi, and she's like, how are you today? And I'm like, she always goes, no Diet Coke today? And I go, actually, I will get one. I wasn't even thinking.
Yeah, I suppose like the same like Kroger like gas station place over there.
Oh, yeah.
I go there all the time.
Coffee
I joke
places.
About like my nighttime Kroger boyfriend, gas station boyfriend. I'm like, hey,
like
Kroger
that.
Gas station boyfriend. Yeah, he's like, oh, you look nice tonight. And I'm like, you know, going downtown. Don't know his name, but we display quite the pleasantries towards each other.
I think in that purely sexual relationship, it's okay to not know your regular's name.
Oh, yeah. It's totally like, hey, how you doing? And I'm like, hey, how you doing?
Right. And then you eye bang each other.
Yeah, and then we walk away.
I actually never thought about gas stations.
He sits in his box.
Regular.
I walk away.
Sit behind his little
cube. I told Philip, I was like, I think I like this guy. The like, little gas station is kind of,
Yeah. $10 on pump, too.
And he's
really?
Not there every night. And the one night, it was like 9:30, and I pulled up, and I was like, excuse me, are you closed? Like, the lights are off. He's like, we close at 10. I was like, the lights are off. And I was like, is this romantic? Like, what are you doing here? He's like, I'm just cleaning up. It's fine. Come on over.
$10 on pump two.
I know.
$5 on pump me.
Would you like regular premium? I don't know what you're offering.
Yeah. And it's just like the sassy way he says it. Like, ooh. And I'm like,
Is he one of those people that you'd be like, can I interest you in this 2 for $5 Butterfinger king size shareable? You're like, I don't even like peanut butter with chocolate, but yeah, absolutely.
I love Butterfinger.
Right, I do too, but I'm like he would offer you something, and you're like, I never drink that. Yeah. You're like, but I want it.
I'm going to take a bite and take the rest home to my husband. Right. Thank you.
You go, Ashley. You go to that man, and you're just like, thank you. You do like the little hop skip.
It does make me feel better. I'm like, ooh, I do look nice. I'm a contour today. Yeah. I'm on point. Yes.
I'm a retired regular at Maddie and Bella, and now that I go to this Starbucks across from Spring Meadows and Airport a lot, and there's somebody that I knew beforehand that works there.
That's like the far one.
Well, that's closer to me.
That's the McCord location
on the
equal,
app. It's equidistant, I guess, but I'm usually over there going to Target or Kroger rather than coming down to the Reynolds one. But there's a girl that I knew beforehand that works there, and she she shames me and announces my presence when I'm there, which I don't like because amid my arrogance, I'm very modest. She's like, hey, everybody, Eric Chase is here. Black coffee, venti, two pumps, right?
Yes. Is that your order?
Yes, Camille.
Oh, you got to say it like you own it. You
have to say. Black venti, black coffee, two pumps, sugar-free vanilla.
Yeah.
I know your order by now.
Like, you do? How?
Yeah, because you text it to me when I say one coffee.
I love saying my order.
Some size.
I'm hoping I can become a regular at Monette's. I'm going there more often
now.
Yeah,
I love Monette's. That's a really good place to be a regular too. And that's those kids don't care. Like they're all under 18. They don't care who you are.
Is that the place where you can get just marshmallows from the Lucky Charms?
Yes.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
So you can make your own strawberry bucket and get Lucky Charms marshmallows?
Correct. Just the marshmallows.
Just the marshmallows. Yeah. And you can add them to the Lucky Charms for your kids that only eat the marshmallows. Been there.
Yeah. Whoever makes that cereal, like in mass quantity, will be a billion. Why haven't they done that?
I don't know. Because honestly, like, look at Oops All Berries.
Yeah.
Best one. Out of all the Captain Crunch
I had to
brands.
Fight you with that one. I love the peanut butter one. I'm the peanut butter one.
I thought I had a conversation. I was like, maybe it was a dream. I definitely had a Captain Crunch peanut butter conversation, and I thought it was a George's.
Yeah, it was me and you. Yeah, we totally talked about this. I said, no, I'm team peanut butter all the way. The peanut butter Captain Crunch is so good.
I know, but wait, is there an all marshmallow cereal?
No, that's what I'm saying. There isn't.
There should be.
But there'll be like those fruit nuts, fruit rights, fruit.
Fruit nuts.
Fit Rights Crusaders are like, you can't just feed marshmallows to children or rot away their teeth. They're kids. They're kids. Like, have you ever had Kix as a kid? That is nasty. I remember my grandma used to get me to eat grape nuts. Do you remember that?
Oh, what? That is totally a grandma thing. My Marmy, sweet little Marmy, still eats grape nuts.
And I don't understand.
She got me into my shredded wheat, though. I do love some
shredded wheat. Next week we'll do, what's the old person cereal you like?
What's the old person
Here's
cereal?
Here's mine. Crispix.
Oh, my
yeah.
My favorite all-time cereal is Wheat Chex.
Wheat Chex? What?
You get
that
fiber,
girl. They're
like
the most expensive, and they're like the tiniest little box. I'm like, who knew wheat was so expensive?
I like Life when it gets soggy.
I don't know Life. I've never had Life.
904 at the Morning Reboot. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm. Text the national keyword play, PLAY, to 95819. Text play to 95819. Good luck.
Q105. I will go,
go, go. I still have a second or two you know what? You're not going to make it by the time this gets to you because we're on a small delay here. Q105, the Morning Reboot. Next time to text in the national keyword for the $1,000 payoff is around noon today when we will hopefully be at the Cock and Bull. We'll be there sometime afternoon. Floyd and I. Poor Ashley has meetings. Sucks to be you.
Yeah. We're going to meet up later, though. We're going to do like an official after party.
You have so many opening day drinking binges that you don't need opening day to do opening day.
Yes.
Did you just call me an alcoholic? Loosely.
I open bars on the weekends. I close them out during the week.
Yeah. She's been opening days since she was 21.
our friend Olivia is here from NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. Are you officially married? Are you officially the walk manager?
Yes, I am.
Hi to you. Yeah. What's Mary? What is she doing? Is she retired? Is she just taking up space?
She is our office manager and loving every second of office managing.
Yeah, she has got one foot out the door, the other one on an island somewhere.
Yes.
But you have done a good job ramping us up for this year.
Thank you.
The NAMI Walk is coming up on May 11th, but if I'm not mistaken, you did not come here to talk about that today.
Kind of to talk about that, kind of to get people excited about coming to some of our other events that we have coming up. I really encourage people to go to our Facebook because we have yoga events, aerobics classes,
all kinds of fun things. Tell me about mental health, yoga, and aerobics.
Yeah, so we have the Fitness Shack in Sylvania is going to be teaching two aerobics classes. We have not decided on the dates yet, but they're going to be a lot of fun, and they're going to talk about mental health and how exercising and mental health is really great for you to get in check with your mental health, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And then yoga, we have Shauna, who works in mental health and works at Yoga Ja, a couple other yoga places, at Stillwater's Yoga in Maumee. She's going to be teaching teaching a yoga class centered around mental health and how to recharge and refresh.
And these are all like little, like, I guess, micro fundraising efforts for our cause?
Yeah. So it's going to be for the NAMI walks, all the funds. Both of those places have made teams, so it's going to go towards their team's total. So we're really excited to get them engaged and excited about the walk.
And we are looking for teams to sign up for the walk for May 11th, right?
Yes. So right now is the perfect time to sign up. We have a lot of prizes coming out. This week, we just did our contest for a smart TV and a year worth of Netflix.
I like it.
So signing up.
It's like $170 for Netflix and TV.
So great prizes. We have a huge prize coming up that we are not announcing yet, so you have to sign up to be able to be a part of it. But I will say it is a trip, and it's something I really want to go on, and I'm really upset that I can't go.
Would Floyd want to go?
Oh, yeah.
I'd go anywhere.
Anywhere?
It could be like a trip to the depths of the volcano. I'm in.
Sounds like a hot time.
Yes.
Floyd's been thinking about getting into fitness. It's a shame that you have good mental health, or else you could go do the yoga and get good mental health.
I can still do some yoga. Now, is it for beginners? Like any any like beginners to like experienced?
Oh, yeah. Anybody can go. Awesome. I told her that we're not bending into pretzels or anything like that. We need to be.
I couldn't bend into a pretzel. I'm more like curve like a Pringle. Mm-hmm. I can't fit like a pretzel, but I can crunch like a chip.
Yes. So we're trying to get lots of teams, corporate teams or teams of you and your friends. And it's important to raise this money so that NAMI can stay in business because it helps. And it's an essential part of the community, the mental health community. Can you talk about some of the family support programs?
Yeah, so we are actually starting a new support group, and it is going to be for young adults, ages 18 to 26.
Oh, not anymore.
No.
Never mind. And, for you, Olivia.
Yes, it's called NAMI Destinations. We're holding it at the NAMI office right now, but are hoping to move to UT's campus. But we're reaching out to any students, anyone that's, you know, in that age group that wants to meet with like-minded people and talk about mental health. We are also adding in creative things such as just little art projects, things other than just sitting and talking. So it won't be a traditional support group where you're just sitting and talking about your feelings and things like that. That will be a part of it, but we're also adding in a lot of creative twist and flair.
You're in that 18 to 26 age group.
Yes, I'm actually going to be one of the facilitators, and when I'm not facilitating, I'm going to be in there just like a regular person.
If you feel so comfortable to do it, could you talk about some of the things that people your age, what they could get out of it, or why they should seek the help?
Yeah, so especially for me, transitioning from high school to college or high school into the workforce, it's a really challenging time for your mental health. You know, it might be your first time out of the house, kind of doing things on your own. It might be a really struggling financial time. Just all around a really tough time for your mental health. So really being able to, even if you don't have a diagnosis, discuss, you know, the mental trouble that you may be going through, learning how to take exams, learning how to, you know, do all those kind of things on your own, or people that are going straight into the workforce. It's a huge transitional time for people. So really, it's going to be great to be able to meet with people your own age, kind of talking things out about your own mental health. I know for me personally, just because I am in that age group, sometimes our struggles and things with mental health are a little different than older adults. We're a different generation going through different things, so it'll be great to meet new people, get a new group of friends. If you, you know, are new to the Toledo area like me and you want to meet some people that are younger in Toledo, kind of going through the same things as you, it'll be great to hang out and get to know each other.
To continue hitting you with all these personal questions, what are some of the things that help you de-stress or ratchet down your anxiety or depression or any other things that you deal with, no matter how small or big that they may be? What helps you out?
Yeah, so I struggle with a lot of anxiety and depression. So for me, it's really I like to make lists every morning when I go into the office every day of the things I want to achieve that day and how I'm going to achieve them, and also giving myself breaks throughout the day, whether it be I just sit and I have a little book, I read a page of it, get that out, take notes, check social media, things like that, just so that I have that little release. I'm not just working whole straight hours, 8 hours every day. You really have to be able to take care of yourself. And another big thing for me is work-life balance. With my anxiety, I get really amped up about the next day of work, what's going to be thrown at me, what's going to happen. So really being able to understand, and I think school life balance and work-life balance is so hard for young people, just because colleges and classes and everything, it's so demanding all the time that we forget, you know, to take those little bit of moments to breathe and relax, and everything will be okay.
Olivia Barhorst, our walk manager this year for NAMI, National Alliance on Mental Illness. Hey, Ashley.
Yes.
Do you make lists?
I do.
Everybody should make lists.
I'm a big list person.
Did you have to fight it at first, or did you just
always
do it?
No, I've always been a list person.
I was never a list person.
What I do, though, is like I look at like what I'm doing, like, okay, what am I doing next, versus like saying, oh my gosh, this is my huge long list. Like I'll make,
right.
Like, I'll take my weekly list of things I want to do and kind of separate it a little bit, but like I don't try to, because I get very anxious about work stuff and even home stuff.
I was never a list person, and then I got extremely busy and I thought I would never forget anything, and then I started to forget things and I started making lists, and it helps me when I'm going through some kind of sideways mental thing, to write things down and see things in front of me, and then I can go, oh, wait a second, that's not actually that important, that's only going to take 38 seconds to deal with. So it's extremely helpful.
Yeah,
and it's just so fulfilling to cross something off that list. I don't know what it is.
Like, I agree completely. Like, people are, oh, there's calendars and there's these things on, you know, digital platforms. Like, nope, I need a notebook, I need a pencil or a pen, and I need to go to town.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and it's like an outline, like your brain just starts going down and listing everything.
We got yoga. We got a support group for young adults at NAMI, which you said it's at UT now, or it's going to be there?
It's eventually going to be there. Right now it is at our NAMI office.
Okay. More information about this stuff?
Yes. Check our website, and today it is going to be all over our social media. We're posting about it, trying to get the word out. I'm also going to be stopping at Lourdes and UT and BG sometime by the end of this week. Sure. So you'll see me there.
Should talk to the people at WTOL. I hear they're very hip with the young people.
I've heard that too.
Yes? Yeah? Too much of a dad joke?
Yeah.
Sorry. Last thing. how to get involved with the walk, which is now like 5 weeks away. It's going to be a blast. It's going to be at UTMC. I know we're growing each and every year. There'll be lots of vendors and resources out there. We'll walk. Jerry Anderson, as usual, the godfather of all Toledo media, will be hosting. It's going to be a good time. But don't wait to sign up or get that team together, because I will bring Olivia in here every GD day to hassle you to make a damn team to come in here.
Yep. It's going to be a good time. Okay. So come on out.
We got to get Bill a team name this year. Like the Walking Scotsman or something.
Yeah. People love that accent, so.
Oh, I met him at the Chili Cook-Off.
Yes.
I loved him.
Bill's great. He's
yeah,
like the
he's
only,
a good guy.
He's like the only Scottish person in Toledo, and it's like he's a unicorn. He's a Scottish unicorn.
I was like, keep talking.
I know.
No idea what you're saying, but keep talking.
And I giggle like a little four-year-old watching Paw Patrol. And he's like, go into Scotland to get a tune-up on the accent. See, that was funny.
That was funny.
Olivia,
and I met him.
Oh, did you? Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I forget who you've met and who you haven't.
Your circle's small, Chase.
Yeah, it really is. Olivia, anything else? Are we all covered?
We're all covered. We're all good. Sign up for NAMI Walks.
Yep, I'll see you soon. We'll do this again before we line things up for the walk on May 11th.
Great.
Olivia Barhorst, NAMI of Greater Toledo. The walk's coming up on May 11th.
Q105. They didn't tweet it, but they sure liked it. The Morning Reboot's most liked tweet of the morning on Q105.
My tweet is much in the spirit for today's festivities at opening day. I hope we'll be there a little afternoon or so, a cock and ball. From Kirby Gibbs, and I think this has been floating around Twitter quite a bit. It's kind of a story, so if you would indulge me.
Okay.
So I'm at this bar that has a $10 minimum on cards, and I only spent $9. So the bartender was like, you can get a peanut M&M shot for $1. And I was like, sure, whatever, go ahead. And to be honest, I wasn't expecting a shot glass full of literal peanut M&Ms, but I am the opposite of disappointed.
That's good.
That's a good deal.
I just have a dad one.
It's okay.
My daddy feels.
Do you have one?
I do have one. It says, once I started thinking of my toddler's temper tantrums as performance art, it made them a lot easier to handle. Hashtag dad life.
So true. So true. Sometimes I pretend I'm in a play and I'm like, what do you want to hear me say? Like, yes, mommy loves you so much and you can eat all the peanut butter today. Go to your room.
Plot twist. Yeah. You should just start yelling plot twist every time a kid has a temper tantrum.
Last year in my relationship with the fun five-year-old, and when he would get bratty, which was rarely ever, and tantrumy and cry, I would root him on. Be like, yeah, you go. You cry harder. Give me more.
That's why your relationship didn't last.
Oh. See, okay. Sorry. Deflecting. So when my nephew was first born, like, he was very mild mannered, but like when he would have a temper tantrum, I legit would yell plot twist just to see how my sister would react to it. And then like he'd be calm. I'm like, plot twist. And she's like, can you stop saying that? I'm like, well, it is a plot twist. Like, he was fine. Now he's having a fit at Pizza Hut. Plot twist.
And it makes me feel better.
Right. And it makes me feel better because I know that once I start babysitting him, I have to return him. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, sister, plot twist.
Can I add something?
I give the baby back.
Can I add something to plot twist?
Yeah.
Narrator.
Narrator.
They never expected the plot twist that was coming.
Oh, that would be so good.
That would be great.
All over pepperoni.
While Jay Sean is sitting at the... Wait, can I say it? While Jay Sean is sitting at the Pizza Hut, his mom brought him back a cheese pizza. He wanted pepperoni. We sit here and wait for his reaction. Plot twist! Yeah. And he has a fit.
No, wait, dude, can you do that again? Never mind, I'll just give you this. Oh, no headphones.
Oh, is it the Game of Thrones? Yeah, that's our new thing. We used to end the show with Carmen San Diego, but now it's Game of Thrones. You got 19 days? No. Is it not even that long?
Next Sunday. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I have missed my window to go back and watch everything.
I know, same.
And I keep reading everything. There's this website I go to that digs up these characters. They're very, like, extraneous characters. And they're like, what's the loose end? Like, do you remember, who is the dude that was teaching Arya in the first season? The sword teacher?
Yeah.
This site's like, he's going to pop up and save Westeros.
And then
I read one last night about Gendry. Because Gendry has royal blood.
Yeah.
Even though he's a bastard.
Yeah.
And he has a
legit one.
Like, he's got something royal on his pants, too.
Oh, because everything before the horse butt.
Everything before the horse butt?
And that's your thing. Everything before the horse butt is horse bleep.
What did father used to say? Everything before the word butt is horse.
I don't know why that gets me every time.
Everything before.
My goal today at opening day, if people are willing to walk up and meet me, I want to be like that old philosopher in the corner, like, you know, that everything before the horse butt. And they're like, that's not how that goes, Floyd. Yes, it is. I was there.
Plot twist.
Plot twist.
Plot twist.
I'm going to be that person. I'm just going to release useless information on people. And they're going to be like, is that true? I'm like, I don't know.
Can I come and sit, like, next to you and pretend to be, like, a palm reader?
Yeah.
Like, I'll just give free palm readings to everyone.
Ashley. Yeah. Please read their poem.
Yeah, I'll wear a big cloak.
Did you watch Vikings?
So I started to, and then I didn't like it.
Did you get to the part where there's that person in there? He's like a creepy old man. Not
me. I
dress
up like a creepy old man.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
I know what we can do. Instead of reading like tea leaves, I can read chicken chunks. Like, people bring their chicken chunks to me and say, oh, this chunk is seeming you very well.
Triglycerides. A little bit over 200.
Dip it in the crunch. I'm going to totally read chicken chunks today.
Can we do this on some Facebook Lives?
Oh, we're totally going to. I'm totally going to read people's futures through chicken chunks. You chose Parmesan garlic. Mm.
Somebody
choice, little one?
Somebody had a rough night with their ex-girlfriend.
Oh, tangy barbecue we see.
9:49. We'll see you later. Please text Eric to 419-240-1055 to get the podcast. And I won't wrap up the show in the way that I normally do because I feel like a liar. And I don't like to lie or promise things.
But, okay, false hope.
What?
Plot twist!
Q 105.